For WNPR News, I'm Lori Mack. This Sunday, we move the clocks back 1 hour, marking the end of daylight saving time. It's a welcomed extra hour of sleep for most teenagers and adults, but for younger kids and their parents, the time change can really disrupt the routine. There is, however, a pretty simple way to address the situation if you start soon. Adjusting the clocks in either direction can affect our sleep cycle. We become internally out of sync, and depending on sleep habits, that can be particularly challenging for children, mainly because,
broadly speaking, most kids before puberty will be early risers.
Dr. Craig Canapari is director of the Pediatric Sleep Center at Yale.
So when we change the clocks, actually the internal clock doesn't change.
So a child that normally goes to bed at 8 and wakes up at 6 a.m. will be on a 7 to 5 a.m. schedule when the clocks fall back an hour. But Canapari says there is a relatively simple way to prepare for the transition, and it starts with a later bedtime.
To give an example, my younger son, who's 6, goes to bed at 8 and gets up at around 6:30 in the morning. What we're going to do is just move his bedtime to 8:30 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Then when we move his bedtime back to 8 on Sunday night, it just will make it go a little bit more smoothly.
Moving a child's bedtime 30 minutes later gets them a half step closer to the new time, says Canapari. Although some children, specifically children on the autism spectrum, require a slightly different approach.
I may recommend just moving the child's bedtime 10 minutes later each day for the week prior. Like say 8:10, 8:20, you're just helping them to adjust the body clock.
On the flip side, this is the best time for teenagers.
And I don't mean just the hour that they're gaining, but also in terms of the biology of it, it's going to be a little bit closer to their natural inclination. Biologically, teenagers want to sleep from 11 or 12 at night to 8 or 9 in the morning.
Gaining that extra hour of sleep also presents an opportunity to get teenagers back on track, says Canapari, if they can maintain the new schedule. Lori Mack, WNPR News.